Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we've got guys in the building that know how his mind works, and so we had some information on just schematically how he liked to approach my offense in general and his feelings on Caleb. So I feel like we know what he knows, and you know we'll be just fine there.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That the voice of Chicago Bears head coach Ben Johnson. I got to be honest. I know it's been a rough start to the season for the Chicago Bears. And Bears fans are doing the, like, woe is me routine. We had our friend Danny Parkins on the show yesterday. And, like, Danny, and I understand where Danny's coming from. Bill Zimmerman, Jake Assam. We got a lot of Bears fans around these parts. And they're all really upset. And I get it. Brutal start to the Ben Johnson era. And Caleb Williams hasn't exactly looked great. The defense is a fiasco. It's a total disaster. I love everything that Ben Johnson has to say. All of it. Like when Ben Johnson says, we're not practicing like a championship level team right now. Some may read that and hear that and say, well, it's your job to get them to practice like a championship level team. These things don't happen overnight. Like it takes coaches sometimes, and I'm not apologizing for him. Like he might, maybe he sucks. I can't guarantee he's going to be great. Just that I like Ben Johnson's vibe. I think that he holds the players accountable. And I think that's something really important when it comes to winning games in the NFL. And we know that he can scheme them up with the best of them. A great offensive mind is Ben Johnson. And that's why this game on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys has so much more importance than just a regular week 3 game when you're 0-2. Obviously, any team that starts 0-2, you play in week 3. It's a massive, massive football game. Because you don't want to fall to 0-3. That's really easy to understand, right? The Bears desperately, desperately need a win. But this is way deeper than that. Deeper and deeper. Way, way down. Shout out to the Office Space fans out there. Because not only are the Bears looking to get off the schneid and win their first game of the season, not only is Ben Johnson trying to get the boo birds off his back, but he will be directly going against, as the head of the Chicago Bears offense, scheming it up, creating the game plan, calling the plays against former Bears head coach, current Cowboys defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus. So just imagine for a second when you think about this game, what happens if the Bears offense sputters and DeAndre Swift can't run the ball, which we've seen that movie before, and Caleb Williams struggles against the defense that Russell Wilson lit up like the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree? What will everybody be saying on Sunday night and Monday about the wunderkind in Chicago, the offensive guru who couldn't out-scheme and couldn't beat the laughingstock of Chicago, Matt Eberflus, now running the defense in Dallas? The stakes in this one go way deeper for Ben Johnson than just trying to avoid 0-3. This game looms as a potential disaster in the court of public opinion for Ben Johnson. Current side and total in the game: Dallas a 1-point favorite, and this total all the way up to 50.5. This is why you watch and listen to the show all week long, because on Monday, Femi and I tell you when this is 48.5, 49, 49.5, you need to bet this over because the first digit in the total needs to start with the 5. It doesn't mean the bet's going to win, but you'd like to get the best of the number, right? If you're going to make a bet, you'd like to beat the market. Like, we are going to beat the market in this game with our bet on the over. If you bet anything where the first digit's a 4, we are going to beat the market. And one of the reasons why we like the over is because of this Cowboys offense going up against the Bears defense. Chicago's defense is a mash unit. Already this season, things are not looking good for the Chicago Bears defense. I can rattle everything off the top of my head. I've got that kind of brain when it comes to things that I care about, like the NFL. I don't know that I could remember all of these. So I've just brought up the Wednesday Bears injury report. I don't think we have a Thursday Bears injury report yet. This is from yesterday. TJ Edwards, Kyler Gordon, Grady Jarrett, Jalen Jones, all didn't practice. We know Jalen Johnson's going to be out for the season. And Gordon and Edwards didn't practice today. Grady Jarrett's back in a limited fashion. He's clearly not healthy. Did you watch the Lions game on Sunday? And on the other side of the field, here's Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, a rejuvenated Javonte Williams, and I will take a big L, big time L, on the Javonte slander from this offseason, because he looks great 2 years removed from season-ending injury in Denver. He looks awesome. And Clayton Adams, Dallas's offensive coordinator, coming over from Arizona, doing an awesome job. This offense has looked great to start the season. No surprise, we all expected it. Going up against a Bears defense ravaged by injury that just gave up 50-plus points to the Lions, and honestly, even worse, gave up 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns to J.J. McCarthy in week number 1. Dallas's offense is going to score on Sunday. There is no question about it. So the question becomes, can Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, and the Chicago Bears offense score against a highly vulnerable Dallas Cowboys defense that looks likely to miss Deron Bland, and Trevon Diggs, the other starting corner, is sick to start the week, and not sick in the way like kids use the word, like in a good way. Sick like he's ill. Like, not great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Isn't it interesting? Matt Eberflus was asked by John Machota of The Athletic, who covers the Cowboys there, about going back to Chicago to take on the Bears. And I thought this quote from Eberflus was I actually really liked it. And I think he's kind of a clown as far as a head coach is concerned. But I love this quote. This is from Matt Eberflus. You're always disappointed when you lose, about being Bears head coach, right? You're always disappointed when you lose because you put so much into it. The players put so much into it. You're most disappointed for the players. Once that settles in, then you work to the next day, the sun comes up, and you move forward. You learn, and you grow, and you keep going. That's what true grit is. That's what we're all about. Love that quote from Matt Eberflus. The problem is that his defense stinks. That his players are terrible. And that if Caleb Williams has his head screwed on even like 75% straight, the Bears should be able to score a ton of points in this game. The operative word there, the key word, is should. Now, a lot of people say, oh, well, Caleb Williams actually played great last week against the Hawks. Okay, great. Or threw some bad interceptions and they couldn't convert a couple fourth downs. I'm not here for that. Like, let me tell you why Caleb Williams played great in the game. No, like, stop. Like, Caleb Williams has not been good to start this season. But if there were ever a tonic to cure his ails, it would be Matt Eberflus and that Cowboys defense on Sunday in Soldier Field with Ben Johnson dialing up the plays. If I had to bet the game, side, I would only bet the Dallas Cowboys. I would only bet the Cowboys. Because I know what I'm going to get from Dak Prescott and the Cowboys offense. I don't know what I'm going to get from Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears offense in terms of output. Is Caleb going to miss tons of wide open receivers? Is he going to throw the ball to the other team? Here's what I think I know about the Bears offense in this game. And I can't say I know for sure because I'm not inside Ben Johnson's head. Like, I'm not 100% sure how this is going to go. The Bears to this point in the season have been utterly unable to run the ball. An extraordinarily inefficient rushing attack with DeAndre Swift. Look at what Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson was able to do last week against the Cowboys. 450 yards through the air. I would be shocked if the Bears' game plan was not to come out and throw and throw and throw some more. Now, I don't know if Caleb's going to complete these passes. I don't know. Maybe he just stinks. And we're going to see the secret agent man sooner rather than later. Because they can't go on like this. If they don't have faith in Caleb Williams to complete the forward pass. And he can't do it against this defense. But I think you're going to see the Bears air it out early and often in this game. Caleb Williams' pass attempts number at BetMGM, 33.5. I think he's in the high 30s, maybe even the 40s in this game on Sunday. because that's how they're going to score, and they're going to have to keep up with Dallas. I feel good about the over, because I think Dallas is going to score into the 30s in this game, and I think the Bears can score enough on their and do enough on their end to get this over. I can't bet the Bears, because I don't know what I'm going to get from Caleb, and I don't want to bet Dallas, just in case Caleb has got it in him. But the over, and that Caleb prop, those will be bets that I will be on for this game on Sunday. And if Ben Johnson gets out-dueled and out-chess-matched by Matt Eberflus, the pitchforks are going to be out. The talk radio will be entertaining, incendiary, and hysterical. And it won't be a good week for Bears head coach Ben Johnson. Even if they don't win, that offense better play well on Sunday. You bet on this Thursday. Sunday night football, Giants and the Chiefs at MetLife Stadium. The Chiefs 6.5-point road favorites. And the Giants getting a pretty decent piece of injury news today and yesterday. Andrew Thomas continues to work his way back from a foot injury. And it's possible that Thomas will make his season debut on Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. And I want to be clear before I go further. What I'm about to say is entirely contingent upon Thomas playing on Sunday. You can disregard this point if Thomas does not play. The Giants, by virtue of James Hudson's idiocy at the beginning of last Sunday's game against the Cowboys, where he committed like 19 penalties on the opening drive, and that's only a slight exaggeration, to the point where they had to pull him out of the game. And he's the backup, and they had to pull him. The Giants found something out. And it's that fifth-round rookie offensive tackle, Marcus Bowe, is actually awesome. That Marcus Bowe, you know, Arrow's brother, he's really good. The Giants have an opportunity to actually field if Thomas plays on Sunday. You got to get Marcus Bowe into the lineup. I don't care who it comes at the expense of. Marcus Bowe needs to play. If the Giants are going to field a competent offensive line, and you know, like, I rarely have a desire to bet my favorite team. I'm not a homer. Not even close. If they're going to field a competent offensive line, this is a huge number for the Chiefs to be favored by on the road. Huge number. We'll see about Xavier Worthy's status. We feel like he's probably going to play, and that does bring an element of explosion to the Chiefs' offense. You telling me the Giants can't cover 6.5? Against the Kansas City team that has struggled to pull away from opponents since last year when they went 15-2 and lost in the Super Bowl. So I'm not ready to make this bet yet on my New York football Giants. I still have more to be determined, as they say in the Bible, more shall be revealed. But if we feel like Andrew Thomas is going to play and Bo's going to be in the lineup, this Giants offensive line could be cooking a little bit for the first time in a long time. And the Giants could cover the spread on Sunday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. On the other side, we will attempt to survive another week. Femi Abebefe, Tyler Morales join me, and we will look to finalize our Week 3 Survivor play in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.